Okay, Chevra, last time we learned, we spoke about the overarching chakira as to whether taruvus of yavish be yavish, is it a din in bitul barov or is it a din in azlinan basarupa? Bitul barov v'cha'ora means that the iser item is transformed and becomes heter, and azlinan basarupa really means that we're just playing probability. We're saying that, listen, you know, you have a majority of heter and the minority of iser, so in all likelihood, what you're touching, what you're eating, is the heter item, and that's why it's mutter, based on the rules of azlinon basar ruba. And we also spoke about the machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush, that the Rush says that I'm allowed to eat all three pieces together. The Rush holds that the halacha is based on bittul barov, and they all become kosher. But the Rashba says, no, you can't eat all three pieces together. Right? The Rashba says, because, right, l'cha'ora, the pashtus in the Rashba is, that's not a din in bittul barov, the issa remains aser. Rather, it's just a din of aslina basaruba. That's l'cha'ora, the pashtus in the that's a pashtus in the Rashba. But now there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch within this daya as to whether one person can eat all three pieces one after the other. No, Tosis on Daf Kuf in Chulin says that one person should not eat all three pieces one after the other. According to Tosfos, the idea is that when one person eats all three pieces, so we know for sure that that person violated an iser, no? Assuming we're working in Rashba world, and the pashtus in Rashba world is that the iser remains usser, so then when one person eats all three pieces, l'cha'ora, we know for sure that he ate iser. So, you're right. I'm not sure if he ate iser with the first meal, or the second meal, or the third meal, but sof kol sof he ate iser, and that's why Tosfos says it's usser. However, the Rashba himself seems to say that it's permitted for one person to eat all three pieces, you just can't eat them together, no? And the Rav in his shiurim worked very hard on why that would be true. Why would it be true that according to the Rashba, one person's allowed to eat all three pieces? So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, the Beis Yosef quotes, that l'cha'ora, you're right, he's eating all three pieces, and we know he did an Isser, because I don't know that he's doing an Isser now, therefore it's okay. But the Rav worked very hard on this question, and the answer is not abundantly clear as to why it's true, but l'maisa, the Rashba holds that one person is allowed to eat all three pieces of meat. We'll leave it like that. So far, so good. Now, we pointed out last time, and you were for another like 45 seconds, we pointed out last time we learned that there's a Tosfos written above Bava Basra who says that he takes the Rashba on the level of Doiraisa. Tosfos written above Bava Basra says that if one person eats all the pieces of meat, he's going to end up bringing a carbon, no? Why is that? Because apparently the only heter is based on azlinon basar rupa, and when I don't have that lamaisa, you're going to bring a carbon. It sounds like the Rashba saying min ha-Torah, it's not going to be batal. That is the Tosfos Rid in Bava Basra. However, we noted that the Taz in Sifkat and Aleph and the Shach later on in Sifkat and Yud Beis, they take a different approach. They take the approach that the Rashba agrees to the Rush on the level of the Eraisa. Min HaTorah, the piece of meat, the trait piece of meat, is bottle to the kosher pieces. That's the Din Eraisa. Mid Rabbanon, we say, you know what, don't do it. Because Mid Rabbanon Lamaisa, it looks really bad. It looks like it's a tartar. It looks like eating treif. How could that be? So therefore, the Rashba is speaking midrabbanon, that one, right? Midrabbanon, the Rashba is saying that we do not allow all three pieces of meat to be eaten together. But min haTorah avada, it is heter gamor according to the Rashba as understood by the Taz. This, I think, is all old Torah that we said last time. Yeah. Can I just ask us to speak louder? It happens that I have hearing loss, and I'm just a little too vain to get hearing aids, so I'm asking you to speak loud, to speak up.
If you say like the prima donna, and the Taz, the part of the Rashba, Hashem, so could that be why he would have that tzuot of together?
If I say, in other words, if it's a din derabbanan, if min hatera it's all bottle, so then it doesn't look as bad when you eat one, two, and then three. It only looks enochanami. I think that's a very good mahalach. Right, absolutely. Right, absolutely. Very good. And Mr. Apple's saying something, I like that very much. In other words, it's only a stira, it's only like really a tarte de sasri if you're at the same moment you're eating all three pieces. But one, two, and then three would be mutter. Very good. That could be the pshat. Oh, now. Comes along the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim says, I have a raya to my yesod, that according to the Rashba, min hatayra, it's mutter to eat all three pieces together. And his raya, says the Prima Gadim, and this, by the way, is found in the Prima Gadim in the Psicha, at the end of Chelek Rishon. It's Chelek Rishon Perek Gimel. Dibra Hamaskal Vihine Besimin Kuftes. So the Prima Gadim over there writes, Min HaTayra Ha'af HaRashba Yoda Deshari Ke'echot Min HaTayra, even the Rashba's mask, you can eat all three pieces together. De'imlo Kain Min B'mino Belach Min HaTayra Shari V'ha'ochel Iser B'yachad B'dvarm HaNevlolim D'yesh Bila. I zuck the Rash, zuck the Prima Gadim, right? That I have a raya, that according to the Rash, but a din derabbanan, not a din d'oraisa, because if I have a taruvus of min bimino lach belach, right? That means it's a liquid, no? Both the same, min, they're both Concord grape wine. One is mamish treif wine. That's the same as treif wine min hatayra. Someone poured it on an altar for avodah zarah. And the other wine that I have is kosher gevaldika. Like, you know, ever saw bottles of wine today? They don't suffice with one hashgacha. All bottles of wine today have at least like 53 different hashgachas. No, it's unbelievable. But yeah, so you have a taruvus of min bimino lach belach. They're both wine. It's both liquid. So we paskin that it's mutter min ha-toira, no? According to the Rashba, why would it be mutter? When I drink some of the wine, we have a principle of yesh bila, a principle that whenever I have a mixture of liquid, so everything spreads out, everything diffuses together. So l'maisa, I'm eating some tarfis, no? And the Rashba, if you hold Zuck the Prima Gadim, that the Rashba disagrees with the Rush on the level of the Oraisa, so why would min bimino lach belach be mutter?
The requirement of shishim by min bimino by the lach is their amount.
Yeah.
So that's why you have a.
But min ha-toira, I don't need shishim. So let's say I have a taruvus pachos mi shishim. Remember, once there's shishim, so the iser evaporates. The iser is gone. But pachos mi shishim, right? Min ha-toira, it's mutter. Min b'mino lach balach. Why is it mutter? According to the Rashba, if you're worried that you can't eat all three pieces of meat together, so l'cha'ora, in this situation, I'm eating... Right, I'm drinking the wine, and there's some Isser wine mixed in. So it should be Usser according to the Rashba. Yet we know, less man de polig, no one disagrees. Everybody says that lach belach, right, is only, min bimino lach belach is only Usser midrabanon. According to the Rashba, it should not be true. That's the Prima Gadim's kasha. Therefore, Zuck the Prima Gadim says, oh! You see from here that min ha-Torah, the Rashba agrees to the Rush, and this transformation, the Isser became Heter because of the Taruvus. Wow. Okay, it's a good vart, no? That's the Prima Gadim Mizraya. Mr. Karasik.
You can compare lach-balach to yodish-yodish, where you can actually see how much Isser is still there. I mean, the piece is still discernible.
So I don't, but again, Yavish, the pshat and the tarus of Yavish B'Yavish, I don't know which is which. I have three pieces of meat. I don't know which is the kosher piece, which is the treif piece. The treif piece, right? So the halacha is I can eat all three.
But it is possible to not have the isser at the same time. I mean, once it's lach b'lach, it's
so you're saying something very good. Right, well, Mr. Karasik is suggesting, or Shimi, right, you know Shimi, correct? What Shimi is suggesting is, well, he's saying, one second, maybe there's a fundamental difference between Taruvus of Lach B'Lach and Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. In other words, we could suggest that everyone holds of transformation by Taruvus of Lach B'Lach. The only machloikas as to whether or not there's transformation is by Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. And I think there's a raya to this from the Tosis Rid. Remember, the Prima Gadim is saying that Taruvus of Lach B'Lach proves that the Rashba on the level of the Oraisa agrees to the Rush. Right? Correct? That's what the Prima Gadim says. But we noted that there's a Tosis Rid in Bava Basra 31b. Where it's called the Yeshivish part of Bava Basra, so that's why people know it. The Tosis Rid over there, and Rebbe Chanan has an essay about it in the Kovet Shir, and that's why people know it. But the Tosis Rid says that even on the level of the Oraisa, it's not going to be baton, yechayev a carbon, if you eat all three pieces, no? So the kash is, one second, Tosis Rid, yechayev a carbon, it's a din d'oraisa. I can't say the Prima Gadim, because Prima Gadim is saying that it's only drabonim for the Rashba. So what would the Tosis Rid answer? Al Karkacha, the Tosis Rid would answer that Taruvus of Lach B'Lach is fundamentally different than Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. And by a Taruvus of Lach B'Lach, what we're saying is that the item loses its identity entirely. On the level of the Raisa, even Pachos Mishishim loses its identity. The requirement of Shishim is only Midrabanan. That's L'cha'ora, what we want to suggest according to the what we want to suggest as a fundamental distinction between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. I'll bring you another raya to this yesod from the Chazon Ish that we mentioned last time, and this is found in the Badei HaShulchan, although he doesn't say this, and let me explain what I mean. If you remember, the Chazon Ish was a fan of the idea that when I speak about Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, that's Bato Chad B'Trei is a din in Rov Minyan, not Rov Binyan. Right? In other words, according to the Chazon Ish, as long as I have two pieces of kasher and one piece of treif, even if the two pieces are quantitatively smaller than that one piece of treif, still the Chazon Ish says it's going to be mutter. Right? That's the idea of Rov Minyan, not Rov Binyan. So comes along Reb Feivel Cohen, and he asks on the Chazon Ish. He says, "I don't understand. I don't understand. You have a taruvus of lach b'lach, and by a taruvus of lach b'lach, the concept of rov minyan is not shayach. No, you see, rov minyan only makes sense if I'm speaking about discrete entities." I have one dover that's aser, two dvarim that's mutter. Each is separate, so then I could say, oh, there's a concept of rov minyan. But by lach b'lach, the concept of rov minyan doesn't apply at all. So for Rechtud 5 Okoen, this is in the Biurim on page 80, in the Badei HaShulchan, he says, you see that rov minyan has to be wrong from the din of Taruvus, lach b'lach, no? But we could suggest, no. Rabbi Cohen, you're a great Jew and everything. I love him. I love Rabbi Feivel Cohen. But Lamaisa, like, you're comparing, like, kash and borscht. You don't do that. Right? The Taruvus of Lach B'Lach loses its identity. And of course you don't need Rov Minyan. Rov Minyan is a concept when I'm speaking on Dinam of Suffolk. I'm trying to figure out my probability. So then I say Rov Minyan. That's true by Yavish B'Yavish. But by Lach B'Lach, that concept is not true at all. I think that's another distinction that we see between Taruvus of Lach B'Lach and Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, and that would forever the Chazon Ish from Reb Feivel Cohen's Kasha. Another example of this. Morav Rabotai. Shitas Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is that when you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, and Chad B'Trei is going to be Batel. Rashi says you have to be Mashlech Echad. No? Doesn't Rashi say that you have to take one of them and give it to the guy? Now, Rashi says this as a matter of conviction. Rashi really holds that unless you throw one of those pieces of meat away, it's going to be Aser. The Raya that Rashi says this is a matter of conviction is the Gain points out, the Goinen Os Zayin points out that if you read a Rashi in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin Dalam, that's like a complicated Gemara. There's Machlokas Rashi and tells us how to learn the Gemara, whether there's a two Taruvuses or three Taruvuses. But Rashi understands that you need three Taruvuses in that case in the Gemara. And the rationale for that is because if you're not Mashlich Echad, Rashi holds fundamentally it's going to be Osar. It's a real Isra Me'ikar Hadin. The Rambah paskins like Rashi, but not really, no? The Rambah paskins like Rashi only as a Chumrah, not as Ikar Hadin. Correct? How do I know that? Because the Ramah tells me, V'yesh machmirim ve'eino elo chumr ba'alma. So I know pretty clearly that the Ramah paskins that you have to be mashlich echad, but it's only a chumrah that the Ramah says. Okay, so far so good. Now, the reason for this chumrah, l'cha'ora, is based on the principle of the Rashba. No? L'chor, the principle of this chumrah to be mashlech echad is because I'm saying that, you know what, there's some iser over here. And even noch, the taruvus, even after the piece of iser gets mixed up with the two pieces of heter, there's some, I would call, residual vestiges of iser that remain. And sepasnish to eat all of them. Sepasnish, apparently, even to eat all of them one after the other. And the only way it could be makel, Rashi says, is throwing one away. Right? This Rashi makes no sense if I'm in the rush world. Because in the rush world, that it's nepach, Leo's heter, that the iser is transformed. I think there's a class actually in Harry Potter about transmogrification. I think that's more of a technical term for the Harry Potter among us. But that really means that that it completely gets a new identity, right? But the fact is, what Rashi is saying is only based on the Rash, but it can't be based on the Rush. So far, so good? The Rash says you have to be mashlich, echad mehem, because it's a pasnish to eat any iser. If you hold the Rush, so then the iser becomes a mutter. The Badei HaShulchan in Sivkatan Chaf Aleph discusses what exactly the concern is if you don't throw away one of the pieces of meat. And the Badei HaShulchan notes that there are two possibilities. Either the concern is that one person will end up eating all three pieces, and that would end up being usur according to Taisvis. No? In other words, according to the Rashba himself, it's not going to be a problem. Because according to the Rashba, it's mutter for one person to eat all three pieces, b'za'ach harzeh, right? Apparently the concern is that one person is going to eat all three pieces one after the other, which would be usur according to Tosis. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach, the razzle-dazzle mahalach, is saying that no. We're worried that there's really isur over here, and we don't want shelo yera dvar takola al yodi. You don't want any yid to end up consuming isur. So therefore you have to throw a piece away, because even if three separate Jews would eat the isur, what would emerge is that one person violated an isur, right? And that we don't want. Shelo yera dvar takola al yodi. That's like the second mahalach of the Badei HaShulchan. The nafgamina, of course, is, do you have to throw it away before you start to eat? No? If it's a second mahalach, I just don't want anyone to definitely violate an iser. So if I know that Reuven and Shimon are coming to eat the meat, right? So, and they already started eating, I could still be yotzei the rashi and throw it away now. But if you hold like the first pshat, that's a chashash that one person is going to eat all three pieces, so you have to throw it away before anyone starts eating. That's all on the Badei HaShulchan Sivkatin Chaf Aleph. In Sivkatan Chaf Gimel, the Five Cohen points out that he thinks if something is a suffik iser, the din does not apply. He quotes from a tshuva of the different Malki or somebody, that if it's a suffik iser, this din of being mashlech echad doesn't apply. It seems to me that should also be tali in these 2 days, no? If you're worried, like the second approach, that no Jew should end up doing an iser, l'chara, no Jew is doing an iser. Right? Because there are three Jews who are eating these pieces of meat, and one Jew is going to end up doing an iser, but I don't know who's who. So it's only a suffik iser. According to that mahalach, you have to be machmir by suffik iser. According to the first mahalak, you only have to be machmir on vada yisr, because we're only worried that one Jew is going to eat all three pieces, in which case that one Jew ended up violating a vada yisr. That's the way it seems to me, in terms of unpackaging this, these two notes in the Badei HaShulchan. Yeah?
What would be the din after your masach HaKlavim, and then you cook with the remaining two pieces? The Rashi would definitely say that that's okay, maybe it's still a problem. It's something towards something the race of.
It's the suffix, alright, but again, once I'm mashlich one leklovim, so then I just pass in ice, that's all mutter. So then I, even if I cook with it, it's all mutter. Remember, that's similar to what the Shach has in Sifkat and Zayin about, can I eat the three pieces, first one piece and then two together? Right? Or first two pieces, right? The scenario that you brought up is really the same as that scenario in that Shach. The Shach lemais is mekel, right? Okay. Lo amin on the Isura Baruba Isa. Baruba Ishtayer. Yeah, that's the Lashon. Fine. Oh. So this is Shitas Rashi, based on the Rashba. All grand. Everyone and their uncle asks Akasha. They say, one second, Rashi. You seem to be against the Mishnah with the interpretation of a Yerushalmi. Because the Mishnah is in Shrumis. Speak about how you have to be mashlech echad. If I have a taruvus of truma with chulin, so the din is truma's betela b'meya. No, so if I have one piece of truma, 100 pieces of chulin, they all get mixed together. It's going to be mutter. But we pass in that you have to be mashlech echad. That's what the Mishnah says. Zakti Yerushalmi, why do I have to be mashlech echad? I have to be mashlech echad because of gezel hashevet. No. You see, you have to remember that truma isn't only a din in Isser v'heter. It's not only that truma is usser for a non-kohen to eat, but there's also a din that truma is what? That truma is mamin hakohanim. Truma, I'm not a kohen. So the truma doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the kohen. The Gemara in Beitza tells me that the concept of bittul only exists le'inyin Isser v'heter. But the musig of bittul does not exist le'inyin maminis, no? The Gemara in Beitza, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, where is it? The Gemara has a question. Let's say I have one quarter that falls into your bag of quarters. Do I say that my quarter becomes bittul to your quarters? Yaycha halo v'chadi? Zok the Gemara, no, we're not going to say that. Right? The concept of bittul does not exist in dine maminis. Right? Again, similar to what we mentioned, I think, in the first shiur, like the Gon says that there are different areas of halacha, bein dam ledin am, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. Dine maminis is different than iser v'heter. Bittul's a yisod in iser v'heter, it's not a yisod in dine maminis. And based on this, the Yerushalmi tells me that when the truma falls into the chulin, you have to be mashlech echad. You have to take one out and give it to the kohen. Why? Because of the Yerushalmi, mishum gezel hashevet. I have to do that because of the dine mavenis involved, no? Because the truma doesn't belong to me in dine mavenis. I have to give it to the kohen, al gezel hashevet. Again, you don't really throw it out in that case. You give some of it to a kohen. Al gezel hashevet. But all the achronim jump up and down, they spit water nickels, they say, whoa, hold it, I don't understand. I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense, no? Gezel hashevet is the only reason I have to throw one away. That would imply that were it not to be gezel hashevet, I don't have to throw one away. I don't have to get rid of one. If Rashi is correct, I always have to be mashlech echad.
But according to that, the issue with the truma that has to desire.
Right.
So if it's effectively throwing it away, you do. By Israel, you have to mashlech echad,
because
no one can eat it.
Here
you can give it to a
kohen,
because
the kohen
can eat it.
And no chanami, I can give it to a kohen, the kohen could eat it. That's true, but the only reason I can't eat all of them myself is al gezel hakohen. And the Gemara speaks about gezel hakohen, al tzedini mominis shebo. Right, so you see from there that Rashi is wrong. Right, that's what the Gaon points out in letter Zion, no? Hakusha shehikshu alav mimasha kaza betruma mishum gezel hashevet. Right, that I'm reading the Gon and the Likot in Os Zayin. Right, remember the Gon wrote different notebooks, correct? The Bir Hagra was not published until after he died. The only sefer of the Gon that was published b'chayiv was Trick question? The Bir Hagra on Mishlei was published by, what's his name, Mendel Shklov, during the Gaon's lifetime. All the other Svarim of the Gaon were published after he died. The Bezin of Vilna took upon themselves to ascertain which Ksavim of the Gaon were authentic and which were not authentic, because everyone was publishing Torah of the Gaon, Shiloh, inappropriately, because you want to say for it to sell, you just say it's by the Gaon. So therefore the Bezin of Vilna assert the publication of certain works because they felt that it might not really be the Gaon. This thing that I said over from the Gaon, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Negel and Negel, three different areas of Halacha, comes from the Gaon Sefer Aderes Eliyahu. That's one of the Sfarim that the Bezin of Vilna said is usher to publish. Bezin of Vilna said that that Sefer is not really the Gaon, no? The Bir Hagra is really the Gaon. It came out, his sons published it, etc. There's a lot of Sfarim that are very questionable. This is the famous question about the Kol HaTorah, no? All the religious Zionists are into this book, the Kol HaTorah, that the Gaon said that Mashiach will come when Jews first move to Eretz Yisrael, and they study secular studies. It's Moshe Rai, it's like everything YU stands for, that's safe for the Kol HaTorah. The only problem is the Kol HaTorah is likely a forgery. The book is by a Reb Hillel of Shklov, no? Who is not listed in any of the official listings of the Talmidei Hagra, no? No one knew this manuscript of Reb Hillel of Shklov and the Gaon until the year 1940 or something. The Gaon died in 1797. There's a lot of space between 1797 and 1940. Okay, so there's a lot of literature over here. But Hayotze, the Gaon wrote a Peirush on Shulchan Aruch. What that means, he didn't really write a Peirush. That means that the Gaon had a Shulchan Aruch and he had a pen. And as he learned Shulchan Aruch, he wrote down Mari Makomis on the side of his Shulchan Aruch, or he wrote them down, more likely, in little notebooks that he kept. Likut is a different notebook of the Gaon. There were four different notebooks that they found of the Gaon. And the word Likut that appears in the Bir Hagra, in some of the very old Shulchan Aruchs, they only have like one of them printed. They don't have the Likutim. But they were all printed by his family. They're all different notebooks. Okay, Zolzayin. But let's go back to the Gaon's kasha. Zuck the Gaon. He asks the kasha, 1 second. Yesh machmirim. Rashi says that you have to throw it away. But they ask Akasha. They ask Akasha that what? That we see in Trumas, that's out Gezel, Hashavet only. But if not for Gezel Hashavi, you don't have to throw it away. So the Gaon answers, he quotes him a Mordechai. Ready? Tiritz, Disham Mu'urav Hakol B'yachad, Ve'enu Yochol Lechol Ha'isr Levadoi. Masha in came bedover Yavesh or Mordechai and Simon Tuf Tuf Resh Chaf Dalet. Okay, what's the Gaon saying? What's the answer? He quotes in the Mordechai. The answer is, ready? Teaching you how to learn the Gaon. The answer is like the Gaon. There's a difference between Taruvus of Lach Lach and Taruvus of Yavesh be Yavesh.
Zuck the Gaon! The only time I need to say Gezel Hashavet is why you have to be mashlich echad, is by a taruvus of lach belach. Belach lachi, if not for Yvet, eat the whole thing. Because lach belach means it lost its identity in Gansen. But by a taruvus of yovesh be yovesh, such a taruvus is not mutter based on completely losing its identity. Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish is mutter based on sfeikus, based on roves, based on probabilities. So Yavish B'Yavish, that's where Rashi says you have to be Mashal Chechad. The meritika thing about this Gaon is the Gaon is saying that that Mishnah in Trumas that speaks about one part of Trumas that falls into 100 parts of Chulin, that you still have to take some of it off and give it to the Kayan, That's only Taruvus Lach Belach. And that's the same Yisrael that we've been developing, no? That a Taruvus of Lach Belach with Ha'ora is fundamentally different than a Taruvus of Yavesh B'Yavesh. Yavesh B'Yavesh is mutter based on probability. Lach Belach is mutter because min ha-Taira, the Isser loses its shame Isser. The Isser is subsumed, right, in the Heter.
it completely loses its shame iser. Why this would be true, I think, is pashut. Lach b'lach, it all merges together. So I have the paskin. Is it mutter, is it aser? Yavish b'yavish, each one is discrete. So then I could say, yavish b'yavish is mutter based on probabilities. That's the pshat in the gain. So far, so good? Should we do more? Or you've had enough? We can do more. By the way, look in Shi'urei. This book is called Shi'urei Harav. It's not Shi'urei Herb. The fellow who was hearing Yeshiva say Shem, his name was not Herb, it was the Rav. In the Shi'urei Harav, in Taruvis, Simon Sadi Dalid, footnote 151. Rabbi Konigsberg, who put the Sefer together, quotes from Rav Shachter, this Yisod, and he really develops it very beautifully. That fundamentally, lach b'lach is different than yavish b'yavish, and this is a Maror Makom that only Rav Shachter would have. The Gemara B'chayris on Daf Chaf Gimel speaks about if you have a taruvis of nevela with kshera, but not in terms of whether it's kosher to eat, like we're talking about, but in terms of the din of tumah, right? That a nevela is mitame b'maga b'masa, no? Shrek me to mitame. So the shayla is vital l'inyan tumah. And the Gemara has a very striking lashon there in Bechoras Chaf Gimel. The lashon of Gemara is: do I assume that tuma command the isa dami, the tuma command the lesa dami? That's mamish what we're clearing about. No, when you have a taruvis and it all gets mixed together, do you assume that it loses its identity in ganzen command the lesa dami? Then I say no, command the isa dami. That although, practically speaking, we're going to be mako, but the tuma is still here. The ma'i nafgamin, if it's tuma, tuma, and the izadon, tuma, the wasadoni, zafi gemara, tumas, masa. You see, by tumas, masa, I'm carrying the whole thing at one time. No? If tuma command the isadami, so then there still is tumas, masa. By the way, tumas, masa doesn't mean that you're touching it, no? I'm wearing gloves and I'm carrying the nevela. I go to the A&P supermarket, I go to Key Food, I pick up a trade piece of meat, no? Even though it's all shrink-wrapped, it's wrapped up in the, the clear plastic, whatever it's called, right? So still, there's a din of tuma, right? There's a din of tumas masa. Zakhi Gemara, if you hold of tuma command di ise dami, so then it's going to be matami b'masa. That's what the Gemara says. Comes along the Cheshek Shlomo, in the back of Bechorah, some Chaf Gimel. And the Cheshek Shlomo is Reb Shlomo Vilna, no? He edited the Vilna Shas. No, when the Almana and the Achim Ram published the Shas, a tremendous tzaddikim, they dipped every plate of the Shas in the mikvah before they printed it, no? And they needed some very big Talmud Chacham to read over the plates and make sure that they're not making a mistake. So when they used the typeset, because they literally took the letters and they put them in the plate and they locked it together and they would use that to make the imprints. That's why printing used to work. So had a big tzaddik, a huge Talmud Chacham, who looked over the Shas, it's from Shlomo Lavilna. You could see there's a few mistakes that he made in Mekdom Shas because he spoke in Ashkenazis, obviously. Like there's a few times in Erevin where Pesach is spelled with a Samach. Pesach and Erevin should not have a Samach, ladies and gentlemen, right? Gotcha. Now, the fact is that Reb Shlomo Lavilna in his Cheshek Shlomo in the back of Bechoras and Chaf Gimel, he tainas that the only time I'm going to say Tumah command the Isa Domi is by Taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish, Taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish. By Lach B'Lach, it's a double Pashat that will say Tumah command the Isa Domi. Yesod HaDvarim is exactly what we're saying. Right? Again, what we are saying, not like what the Prima Gadim is saying. No? What we're saying is that lach belach, even pachos mishisha, the iser is non-existent. The Prima Gadim is not saying that, right? And that's why the Prima Gadim brought a raya from the taruvus of lach belach that the Rashba set his din only on the level of drabonon, not on the level of d'oraisa. So far, so good. One last nakuda about this. It seems to me that the Prima Gadim is l'shit haso. Again, if you look in the psicha of the Prima Gadim in Chelak Gimel, in Perek Hey, Diba Hamaso Achar Ha'iyun V'Hachakira, The Prima Gunnan points out the following yesod. How come lach belach, taruvus of lach belach, requires shishim? Right, the din is in Yeridei Kuftes that yavish be yavish, min bemino is batul chai betrei. Lach belach min beminoi requires shishim. Why is it that lach belach requires shishim? Standard Judaism tells me that lach belach requires shishim because what? Because it's a gezera of min bemino atul min b'she'eno mino. No? That's standard Judaism. Since min b'she'eno mino lach belach would require shishim, so min bemino also requires shishim. Prima Gadim says, that's not the pshat. Prima Gadim says, according to the Rashba, the reason why lach belach min bemino requires shishim is because the iser is still there. Right? Remember, Rashba holds that the iser is still there. And Zuck the Prima Gadim, he quotes him a Svaradish going over here, Maharak Kohen Apimantol. No idea who that is, but he quotes Hatam, according to the Rashi of Lach Balach, Lav Atu Enomino Ela de Ka'ochel B'yachadomi. Right? It's Mamash, I keep eating it together. This is all the Prima Gadim Lashitasai, no? We would say that there's no Raya from Lach Balach to Yavish B'yavish at all. We would say that Lach Balach, according to the Rashi, is not Ka'ochel B'yachad. Because once you have a taruvus of lach balach, the iser loses its identity entirely. That's the yesod that we've been developing for the last half an hour. So far, so good, gentlemen? Ready to learn some more Torah? Or... okay, let's go on a little bit more. Nishalat ha-she'ilah. How do I define what is lach and what is yavish? Now you would say, what type of question is that? Lach is moist, yavish is dry, but... you know what? Sometimes I think that it's not clear. Is it lach? Is it yavish? Jello. Is jello lach or yavish? No? You're like, it's not abundantly clear. So the issue that the post can speak about is not jello. Jello is a new invention. But the issue the post can speak about where there's shayla, whether it's lach or yavish, is the shayla of kemach bekemach. No? Kemach bekemach. Now, you would say that this shayla never comes up. I'm going to now talk about a shayla that Rabbi Sabalowski got on Erev Pesach after Chatzais, I think 7 years ago, that is a very good shayla that will mamish put everything into place. Ready? Here's a shayla. A woman, Erev Pesach after Chatzais, is baking a cake. Not so uncommon, right? Baking a cake. Turns out that the cake she's making, she used the box of matzah meal that says on it, not for Passover use. Okay, so you'd say, what's the kasha? The answer is she didn't only use that box of matzah meal. You see, what happened was she was baking a cake and she had one box of matzah meal. There wasn't enough matzah meal there. So she took another box of matzah meal and mixed it together. No? One of those boxes not for Passover use. And then she baked a cake. Now, ladies and gentlemen, think about this shayla. Right, what we have is a taruvus of kemach bekemach, right? Not for Passover use matzah meal, with Passover use matzah meal. Chometz with Pesach, with matzah, right? Is it going to be batal or not on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? This is like a bechina question. So we're going to try to unpackage this based on this shach. So first of all, what's the din of kemach bekemach? Is kemach bekemach lach balach yavish yavish? Now, lach balach versus yavish b'yavish is nogei ala maisa in yeridei kuftes, because if it's yavish b'yavish, it's batal b'rov, if it's lach balach, it's batal b'shishim, correct? In hilchos pesach, what's the nachgamin if it's lach balach yavish b'yavish? Dun 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 dun.
Nothing.
What?
Chametz is never bottle.
Chametz is never bottle. Not exactly. Chametz is bottle before Pesach.
Oh, it's only on Pesach.
It's only on Pesach. Chametz is not bottle. We'll talk about that as we go on. But there's an afgamina as follows. We have a rule in Hilchos Pesach It comes up in Taf Nun Zayin, Taf Nun Gimel, Taf Mem Zayin. That's like one of the big Yesoides in Hilchos Pesach. It's Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. Mechaber in a few places, and some places the Mechaber doesn't say what he should say, in some places the Ramah doesn't say what he should say, but the passage is Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. And that is the concept of Chozer Vinegar. No? You see, on Pesach, Chometz is not going to be bottled. Chometz is not bottled on Pesach for one of two reasons. Either because there's Chumrah to Chometz, that on Chometz on Pesach, it's mamish, it's a nisakareis, it's a terrible thing, so out of the Chumrah of Chometz, it's not bottled. Alternatively, Chometz on Pesach is not bottled because Chometz is called a Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin. And we have rule that Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin, something that's usher now but will be mutter later on, right, is not going to be bottled. So there's two different reasons that Kodesh Rishonim why Chometz on Pesach is not going to be bottled. Let's say Chometz is bottled Erev Pesach, not on Pesach. Am I allowed to eat it on Pesach? Do I assume that because it was bottled Erev Pesach, so therefore I say it is Chozer Veneir? Yeah, it was bottled Erev Pesach, but now it's Pesach. And on Pesach, the Isser of Chometz is B'mashehu. So although it was bottled beforehand, a mashu bite, there's a little bit that remains, so therefore it should not be bottled on Pesach. Or do I say, no. Once it's bottled, it's bottled. No? So in Shulchan Aruch and Rechaim, we paskin that this din of Chozer B'neir, there's a difference whether it is lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish. Now we're talking! Right? Lach b'lach, we pass this not Chozer B'neir. Yavish b'yavish is Chozer B'neir. Hezber hadvarim, lach b'lach, right? It completely lost its identity, l'cha'ora. Not going to be Chozer B'neir. Yavish b'yavish is Chozer B'neir once Pesach sets in. That's how we paskin. So now I got a shayla, ladies and gentlemen. Right? My shayla is I mixed not for Passover use matzah meal with some Passover use matzah meal Erev Pesach. Oh, right? So now let's plug it in. Is the mixture of matzah meals, is that a terus of lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish? What does the Shach say? Is it lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish? The Shach quotes a machlokes, but the Shach really is inclined that it's a taruvus of lach b'lach, no? The Shach quotes that there is a tosvis in, right, this is the approach of tosvis in Menaches, and tosvis in Zvachim, the Shach says. But there's a Taisus, one Zavar from the Taisus, the Yavamis Peibes, who assumes that Kemach b'Kemach is Yavesh b'Yavesh. But every other day in Taisus says that Kemach b'Kemach is Lach b'Lach. Good? That's what the Shach says. Now, just Laman HaEmes, the real answer to that question about mixing the not for Passover use matzah with the Passover use matzah meal is you pick up the phone and you call the Straits Matzah Factory and you say, tell me, is your not for Passover use matzah meal, is it kosher on Pesach or not? And I say, no, we make our matzah meal the same way all year long. The thing is that our Passover use matzah meal, we have a special mashkiach there saying it's kosher on Pesach. Our not for Passover use matzah meal, we don't have a special mashkiach there. So l'maisa is not such a kasha. The not for Pesach, don't tell your wives, your mothers. Right? This is like Reform Judaism. It's not the not for Pesach we use matzah meal to kasha on Pesach. But that's really, I think that was Rabbi Sapolsky's shayla. Now, if not for that, this shayla is like a doozy of a winner. No, you see, am I allowed to say by us in Yerideya, saying that it's lach b'lach, that kemach b'kemach is doing lach b'lach, is a chumrah. They require shishim. Can I say that lahakel in Hilchos Pesach? That vibalt, it's lach b'lach, therefore it's not chozer v'neir? Can you say that lahakel? That already requires very broad halachic shoulders. Right? In fact, the Mishneh Berurah has a little essay. I gave you the Marimakam for the Mishneh Berurah on the source sheets. The Mishnah Brura has an essay where he says that really we hold me'ikar din etzlach b'lach l'kemach b'kemach, but the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch is machmir, and the Minhag Olam is lahachmir in this question, that we treat kemach b'kemach for Pesach purposes as yavish b'yavish. And it will be chozer v'neir, therefore. And that's why the Minhag of Jews is that they don't bake matzahs on Pesach, no? That's what the Mishnah Brura says. Because we're worried in their times there's always a concern that some of the wheat might have become chametz. Some of the flour, I should say, might have become chametz. Okay. Ad kan divrei ha-Mishnah Brura. Now, a few points to be made. Point one, the Lashon HaRama over here is that the definition of lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish is whether it is nivlal or not. Right? Nivlal or not means that the iser gets mixed up with the heter. That's the lashon of nivlal, correct? And that would lead in the direction that kemach b'kemach also is nivlal, and therefore kemach b'kemach would be considered lach b'lach. However, the lashon of the Beis Yosef, I don't know, he quotes a lashon that I think it's nimuach and nispashe to iser. Nimuach and nispashe to iser is not the same as nivlal. No, kemach b'kemach is nivlal, but it's not nimuach and nispashe to iser. Nispashe to iser means that like you melt the substance and it diffuses, it spreads out. I would get an impression if I take the lush of nispashe to iser and nimuach, right here. I would get the impression that kemach b'kemach would be considered yavesh b'yavesh in the lush of the Beis Yosef. Halo davar hu, that the Ramah, who is quoting the Beis Yosef, really, right? He quotes Beis Yosef saying shuvas harajbe, is really changing the lush. That's already suggestive, but I don't know what to do with that. Now, okay. So far we have the question of whether it's lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish, and the shach and sifkotin gimel notes that although the pashtus is as lach b'lach, but there's a taisis, one savar from the taisis in Yevamos Pei Beis, that says it's dino ki yavish b'yavish. Now what's that taisis in Yevamos? That taisis in Yevamos is... you see, we have a sheet of Reb Yehuda that's quoted in Menachas Chaf Beis and elsewhere in Shas, based on the pasuk v'lokach midam hapar umidam hasoir. Right, Reb Yehuda understood that when they would shech the par and the soir in Yom HaKippurim, that they would mix the dam together, and then they do zrika from both the dam hapar and the dam hasoir. And the shalat hasheila, why don't I assume that the soir is bottled to the par? You see, if you ever saw a par is a cow. Cow's very big. A soyer is a teeny little goat. So presumably the goat has less blood in it than the par. So why don't I assume that the dam ha-soyer is bottled to the dam ha-par? So the Tanakhama says this is because mikan sha'oilin e mevatlin zeze. Carbon olas, one does not mevatl the other. It's a special din in carbonus. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, this teaches me that min b'mino is not bottled. Because they're both dam par and dam soyer are both blood, so therefore min b'mino is not going to be bottled. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Frektois is akasha. How could Rabbi Yehuda the Tana say that min b'mino is not bottled? We know that in the Mishnayis, in Shabbos, and in Shabbos Kuf Mem Beis, we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a din of bittul on Truma and Chulin. Meduma. Right? It's the same substance. And it's going to be bottle. How could it be bottle? Tosis asks. If the rule is that min b'mino is not bottle. No? On kasha. And for Tosis, ready? There's a difference between lach b'lach and yavesh b'yavesh. No? Zok Tosis, that the only time in Rabbi Yehuda the Tana says that min b'mino is not bottle is by a taruvis of lach b'lach, like dam hapar and dam hasoir. Right, blood is lach, but by a taruvis of yavesh b'yavesh, then Rabbi Yehuda would say that min b'mino is batal. That's Tosis's basic yesod. In that context, Tosis says, well, you know what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that lach b'lach min b'mino is not batal, but yavesh b'yavesh is batal.
according to Rabbi Yehuda, so then kemach bekemach is considered yavish beyavish. L'cha'ora, what Tosis means has nothing to do with our concept of with our discussion of lach balach and yavish beyavish. You see, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana holds that lach balach is dam ha'par and dam ha'sayir. Right, that's mamish lach balach, right? The whole thing. That's when it's not bachol. Anything short of that, like kemach b'kemach, does his yavish b'yavish according to Tosfos. But maybe Tosfos is only saying it within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because of Yehuda requires real dam par and dam sayer. But according to the other discussions of lach balach and yavish b'yavish, whether it's in Yerideya Kuf Tes, whether it's Batul B'Shrei or Batul B'Shisha, or whether it's an Orechayim, whether it's Chol Zemreneya or Chometz on Pesach, Mehecha Tesi, we follow the same category of Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish everywhere. Right? In other words, what I would say is that just because I use the same word, like Rav Shecht always points out, the Prima Gadim point notes that there are six different definitions of the word Chazaka. The word chazaka doesn't mean the same thing everywhere. There's a chazaka in the sense of cheskes habatim. There's a chazaka in the sense of cheskes kinyan. There's a chazaka in the sense of status quo by momus. If the same word chazaka means different things in different places, we could suggest that lach balach and yavish be yavish. Also, the same word, but it means something different in different places. There's a technical term for that in English, though. It's the same word, it means different things. The word glasses. What are glasses? Are these glasses, or is the things I didn't drink from glasses, no? It's the same word, but it means something different. So that's lach balach and yavish v'yavish. So we could say that's the discussion. Now la halacha, how do I pass it? So I pass in that kemach v'kemach is lach balach, yavish v'yavish. And basically, what we just said over this last shtickle is in the book Megillah Sefer, in the Osvav, he takes issue with the Shach's Raya from the Tosfos and Bava Kamma. We want to say that's a different definition of Lach Balach Yavish B'Yavish by Min B'Mino in our Simin, and Reb Yehuda of Min B'Mino Lo Bato might mean different things. Okay, Adkan. Just how do I pass in the Halacha? Last thing before we go in Davin Mincha. So, if you look in the Chavos Das, Os Aleph, the Chavos Das has a very big Kiddush. Maybe we'll talk about this next time, because it's almost time for Mincha. Look at the Chavos Das, Os Aleph, maybe we'll speak about it during Seder, maybe we'll speak about it next time, but the Chavos Das connects this to the discussion Rosh and Rashba. And that's why it's so cool. Okay, gentlemen, this was our first week learning together. Yashikah. We're off to a good start. We gotta keep it going and have a good Shabbos.